Mindful walking. Take something we do every day and make it into an exercise of awareness. Usually when we're walking, we're on autopilot, viewing it only as a means of getting from A to B, and perhaps spending the experience thinking about other aspects of our day or our lives. In this practice, we'll be taking a different approach to walking, keeping the attention of what's happening in the moment. Not necessarily trying to get anywhere, but simply being with the movements and the sensations, the whole experience of walking. Bringing an awareness to the simple act of walking can transform this ordinary activity into a full, rich and nurturing activity. Thich Nhat Hanh, the mindfulness master, considers that walking meditation is first and foremost a practice to bring body and mind together peacefully. No matter what we do, he says, the place to start is to calm down. Because when our mind and our body have calmed down, we see more clearly. When we see our anger or sadness clearly, it dissipates. We begin to feel more compassion for ourselves and others. We can only feel this when body and mind are united. These next few minutes will guide you through a walking meditation practice, bringing awareness to the physical experience of walking, your breath, and your surroundings. So, starting the practice by finding a place inside or out where you can walk for about 15 to 20 paces, or if you prefer, walking in a circle. So now, going to your walking place, begin by coming to stand. Feet a hip width apart, letting the arms hang loosely by your side. As you stand here, become aware of the body. Bring the spotlight of your attention to the crown of your head. Invite your attention to come down along your head and face, down the brow and the temples, the eyes and the eyebrows, the eye sockets, the nose, the cheeks, the mouth and the jaw. Moving awareness back up to the top of your head, and then bringing your attention down the scalp and the skull, experiencing any sensations deep inside the skull. Moving down to the bottom of the head, to the neck and the throat, opening and softening to any sensations you are noticing here. Then coming to the shoulders, allowing the arms to be hanging off the end of the shoulders, feeling the weight of the arms, the hands, and the fingers. And returning your awareness to the chest area, becoming aware of the sense of breathing, perhaps moving deeper into the chest area, becoming aware of your lungs and heart. Noticing any sensations there. And as best you can, simply allowing and letting them be. Moving your awareness down the torso now, down the front and the back, coming to the abdomen and the belly, feeling the breath in your belly. You may also be able to feel the breath move in your back, being interested in whatever is there. Allowing your awareness to be at the surface of your body and moving deeper into the body. The experience of the breath in these regions in your body. Moving your awareness and your attention down now. Down to the pelvis, down both legs and knees, to the feet, the upper feet and the toes, and then the soles of your feet, really feeling the contact that you have with the floor or the ground beneath you. Placing your awareness right down into these sensations, aware of the ground supporting you, and opening to the whole body as a sense of spaciousness. Becoming aware of the sense of the space around you. If you had your eyes closed, then opening them now and reorientating yourself, preparing to walk. So simply standing without moving yet and allowing your weight to shift from one foot to the other and back again, opening to this experience. Experimenting with moving your weight around. Becoming familiar with the sensations of balance and weight shifting. For now, keeping your feet connected to the earth. Simply allowing your balance to shift. Playing with the sensations of balance. Now, breathing in, raising your right heel, remaining aware of your toes on the ground, then lifting the toes and moving your foot forward, breathing out as you place your foot on the floor in front of you. Then breathing in, taking a step with your left foot, raising the heel, and then the toes, moving the foot forward, and with the in-breath, placing your foot down as you breathe out. So now allowing the breath to set the pace of your walking. Lifting, moving, breathing in, placing down, and breathing out. Continue in this way, feeling the sensations and walking with the rhythm of your breathing, allowing your awareness to be right in the sensations of lifting, moving, and placing, connecting with the floor again. If you are walking backwards and forwards, then as you reach the end of your walking place, coming to stand in stillness and breathing with full awareness of your whole body. When you're ready, turning, standing for a moment, and then starting to walk over again. Lifting, moving, placing. As you become more familiar with this, you may expand your awareness to the things around you, so that you can see and hear and notice your environment as you walk around. And if you wish, you can start to speed up the pace once you're familiar with this, experimenting with walking slower or faster, and noticing the effect on your awareness, the effect on your body sensations, and the effect on your breathing. Walking practice can be a pattern for ways for which you can bring awareness into your walking in your everyday life. As you walk around your house, go to the shops, walk the dog, walk with your friends, whether walking slowly or quickly. But know that you can bring this same level of awareness to your body, to your environment, as you walk, wherever you go.